When you speak more than one language, you hear the world in different ways. And being able to do this is a real gift, worth passing on to the next generation, whether you're a mom, a dad, aunt, uncle, or grandparent.
호박줄에 여덟 더 모두 열 개. 늑대는 호박도 후딱 먹어치웠어. 늑대가 어딨어?
여기.
또 어딨지?
없어.
But passing on language is easier said than done when you're raising kids in an English-speaking world. Plus, children have a mind of their own. At times, it can feel as though we're failing.
I mean, do you know the kind of guilt that I live with every day, hearing my children, my own children, speaking English to me? They even call me mummy. They don't call me ima, which is mum in Hebrew.
I'm Dr. Elaine Laforteza. And I'm a mum of two young kids who I'm trying to teach Ilocano and Tagalog. I hope you'll join me for My Bilingual Family, a new podcast from SBS. We'll hear from all kinds of families, including mine. And we're taking on the challenge of raising our children in two or three languages, maybe even more.
고구마를 키면서 어떻게 늑대를 물리칠지 이야기 나눴어. 고구마 어때요?
좋아요.
고구마는 내가...
That's why I have tried so hard to teach our children Korean. My goal is not just for our children to understand the content of the language. I want them to feel the cultural context in the conversation, and I want them to read between the lines. Maybe my expectation is a bit too high.
You know the saying? It takes a village to raise a child? Well, think of this podcast as being a village with lots of people just as interested as you are in trying to pass on language. We talk to all sorts of families to hear their stories, dilemmas, and questions. And to help them out, we turn to experts to find out what works and what doesn't when it comes to bilingual child rearing. We talk to linguists and speech pathologists.
We know that when we support both languages, we get that booster effect. We get the best language learning outcomes, the best educational outcomes, the best social emotional outcomes. So really important for families to be knowing that bilingual is the way to go.
And really smart mums and dads who've been in exactly the same boat.
I think the way you do that is by meeting them where they are. So I go down the mindful parenting path because I'd rather have happy kids than anxious kids that can speak Greek fluently. So my take personally, and this is what I've decided to do, is to try to approach it with some sort of flexibility. So my goal is to give my kids the Greek language and to be able to share the culture with them.
Hope you can join me on My Bilingual Family. There will be lots of practical tips and great advice for your journey with raising kids bilingually. I know it can be hard work, but it's worth it. Click follow wherever you're listening right now. My Bilingual Family, a new podcast from SBS.